Mother may be, we'll all carry on flying. Mother may be, we'll all carry on climbing. I am your little girl, clinging to your dancing skirt. Leave a trail of bread behind and clear the path so I can find you. 'Cause I am now a woman strong, best foot forward all day long. Pick up the trail you left behind. Trail's gone cold, it's hard to find you. Mother may be in the air, in this air we're breathing. Mother may be on the wing, west to east she's fleeing. Flying high, flying low, fly to where I just don't know. Heard a crack, brought her down, we'll all carry on flying. And one day I may be a mother too. Will I get lost just like you? I'll leave a trail of stones next time. Precious gems I'll leave behind. A mother may be in the earth, in this earth we're mining. Mother may sleep underfoot, resting from her climbing. Climbing high, climbing low, climb to where I just don't know. Hell unseen brought her down, we'll all carry on climbing. Mother may be, we'll all carry on flying. Mother may be, we'll all carry on climbing.
The Tender But Tough Mother May Be by Alice Ballantyne from the band Kidnap Alice, who I encountered last summer in what was then my local. They're a folky bluegrass outfit who can really blow. I recently saw them go entirely acoustic when there was Soundman Meltdown at a gig, and all seven of them calmly jumped down from the stage with all their myriad instruments and played totally acoustically to a spellbound audience. You could hear that Alice's voice would be heard quite clearly over gale-force winds in the middle of a stormy sea. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to Late Junction. Bruno Heinen is another musician I've met at a gig recently. Actually, he was playing with London-based Palestinian diva Reem Kalani. He's just sent me the debut album by his Dialogues Trio, featuring Bruno on piano, Andrea Di Biase on bass and John Scott on drums. The album is called Twinkle Twinkle because it's a set of variations based on a stellar theme. This is Venus.
Thank you.
Aire Nzire Inte, in English, Even If I Don't Have a Cow, by musicians from Nakibembe village in southeast Uganda. They were playing a massive xylophone that bridged a pit in the earth, freshly dug to provide resonance. That's this week's final track from World Roots on the Road, the collection of unreleased recordings made on locations all over the planet by Lucy Duran and her World Roots team. Scrupulously avoiding any cliched connection between world and oysters, here's a thoughtful, tender ballad from Michelle Ngediocello's new album, Weather. You can catch her live next weekend at the Jazz Cafe Camden on Friday the 18th and Saturday the 19th of November. This is Oysters.
Somebody wishing on a shooting star, shooting star streaming across the sky. You know it's just a meteorite. People throwing pennies in a wishing well. Wishing well's gonna run dry, but I ain't gonna leave you tonight. Everybody talking about changing the world. World ain't ever gonna change, but you can always change it from. I'll shuck all the oysters and you can keep the pearl. I do my shucking and my jiving for free. Free. Like walking down the beach at night. Pull a bunch of lines out to the one you want. Till you get it right. It's out of sight. Sometimes you do. Get it right.
Thank you.
Deirdre Gribbin's The Broken Piece of the Moon, featuring Joanna McGregor. It was one of five pieces for Prepare Piano and Tape that she commissioned for her Perilous Night concert tour. Deirdre Gribbin constructed the piece around her field recording of the dawn prayer ritual at the Tiksay Monastery, Ladakh, in India. Before that, we heard the Armonico Consort, directed by Christopher Monks, performing Agnus Dei from William Byrd's Mass for Four Voices. He wrote it in the early 1590s to be performed at secret Catholic ceremonies, which continued to take place in strictly Protestant Elizabethan England. Fortunately for him, he was in such good favour with the Queen that his religious habits were overlooked. None of Cecil Sharp's habits were overlooked, and some were even embellished by the folk luminaries who embarked on the Cecil Sharp project this year. Here's Leonard Podolak on banjo, Andy Cutting on melodeon, and Patsy Reed on fiddle and vocals with a medley. Jeff Sturgeon's I Like You, You're Common, apparently one of Cecil Sharp's favourite pulling lines, and When Lenny Met Andy Met Patsy.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
The 8-bass accordion of Luis Gonzaga do Nascimento, playing Vira y Meshe, recorded in March 1941. Luis is considered to be the foremost of the pioneering musicians who brought the traditions of his native Pernambuco into the musical vocabulary of the whole of Brazil. Before that, a pioneering musician of our own times, Matthew Herbert, with the Preceed encapsulated and edited version of his One Pig album, which records the 24-week life cycle of a pig, from birth to table and beyond. No pastoral rolling strings for Matthew. Nowadays, he says you can go out into the English countryside, record the sound, and turn that into music. As you heard. Tonight's treasure from Bert Jansch's back catalogue is the long rambling wonder of the instrumental medley, a shaft of musical light recorded at the same session as his debut album. It took place in his flat at 5 North Villas in Camden, London in late 1964, using a borrowed guitar and a portable tape recorder.
Thank you.
Burt Jansch, wandering purposefully through some of his best tunes at the time of his debut album in the mid-60s. Finches, Alice's Wonderland, Do You Hear Me Now, and Needle of Death. His music lives on.
Well, I know the law, and the law will make a
Thank you.
It's very unusual for synagogue services to be accompanied by any musical instrument. For some worshippers, even choirs are a sinful distraction. But recording the service as a concert, along with the intriguing interventions of a seven-piece experimental jazz and electronica band, well, that's definitely pushing the envelope. And that's what you heard there, the Afro-Semitic experience performing Mitzratze Berachamim, featuring the voice of cantorial soloist Daniel Mendelssohn. Before that, The Black Dog Runs at Night by The Thought Gang, from the soundtrack of David Lynch's Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me, much panned at the time of its release. The soundtrack album, on the other hand, got the number one slot this year in an NME Reader's Poll of the best ever soundtrack albums. And still deep in soundtrack land, before that, I played The Lord Will Make a Way by the Fairfield Four from the Bona Fide Rarities and Unreleased Tracks disc of the two-disc set that's just been released to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the original Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. It's a remastered joy to be devoured, in spite of the fact that you know it's a neat marketing trick. Here's some respite from such rampant commercialism. Constantia from the 14th century Italian Faenza Codex, performed on medieval harp by Andrew Lawrence King.
Sycamore tree. the dark trees that blow, baby. In the dark trees that blow, and I'll see you, and you'll the sycamore tree.
Yeah.
Let My People Go by Durando. Many thanks to the listener out there who tweeted me about this 70s soul funkster who was certainly not on my radar up to that point. Back in the day, William Durando Pulliam would be seen cruising around the Bay Area in a white Rolls Royce with a Durando license plate. He was opening act for James Brown and maybe could have been the next Al Green or Sly Stone, but instead, Durando disappeared, though he later resurfaced to become a physiotherapist and the king of Bay Area cable with 3 shows per day. So it goes. Before that, the David Lynch Angelo Badalamenti song Sycamore Trees, with its sinister echoes of Strange Fruit, featuring the astonishing voice of Jimmy Scott. It was originally part of the finale to David Lynch's Twin Peaks TV series, but they just couldn't leave such a powerful piece off the Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me soundtrack. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Visit the Late Junction homepage online if you'd like to see a full listing of all the music I'm playing tonight. And there you'll find that you can also listen again to this programme anytime you wish to over the next 7 days. Aziz Samouni is a Gnawa musician with a serious pedigree. He's played with Orchestra Nacional de Barbes and Joe Zawinul, but his new album puts a spotlight firmly on him. This is the joyous Salabati.
Ya Rasulullah.
Recorded live in Zero Space at the 10th Next Festival of Advanced Music in Bratislava 2 years ago, that was electronic music collective Grootronic and Evan Parker performing Filigree and Circuitry. And that encounter in Zero Space brings us breathlessly close to the end of this week on Late Junction. I'll be back next week with a session featuring Kate Tempest and the Elysian String Quartet. But I'll leave you with Lyle Arad's Everyone Is Moving to Berlin, just because I saw her on stage the other week and can't get her songs out of my head. But first, Hold My Hand, some vintage Mento from Stanley Beckford. I'm Max Reinhardt. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Let me hold your hand, and let me lead you to the land where you will understand that I'm the love of man. And when the moon is out and the starlight shining, well, come on, girl, come let me hold your hand. And when the moon and the stars are shining bright, darling, you know I love you. If you
so when the moon and the stars are shining bright, darling, you know I love you. Every day, every night, we do the same old thing. Soon it will be on the mountain top, for if the wind may blow, you're gonna tumble and fall from the mountain top. La la la.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
I'm John Shea and welcome once again to Radio 3 Through the Night. There's been no shortage of celebrations this year of the bicentenary of Franz Liszt's birth, and I'm starting today with a concert, appropriately, from Switzerland. Liszt's travels there and in Italy famously inspired a number of albums of his piano music, and this concert was given in February in Lugano by the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana and the conductor Alexander Vedyanikov. Liszt began what became his second piano concerto towards the end of these so-called years of pilgrimage, but didn't complete it until some 20 years later. It's a continuous work which passes through many changes of mood and tempo. Veselin Stanev is the soloist.